Sign up for the mailing list at brainsandwich.com. That's brain, S-A-M-I-C-H.com.
Free hidden things that only people who join up for the emailing list receive.
VIP episodes, exclusive perks,
yeah,
rewards.
And we're working on stuff for later on, maybe some free giveaways or something like that.
Pew, pew.
Did I mention it's free?
It's free.
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 Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
Free. 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 Free.
It actually comes out on Tuesday.
One, two, three, four, I declare.
It's a war.
And the three cat. Yeah. Tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
I did the other day, I did a English little testy thing with Duolingo. And supposedly, mind you, this was late at night and I was half asleep.
When was the last time you used that?
I'm trying to learn German.
Danke.
But I did an English one. That means thank you. See? And supposedly my English skills are at 69%. Again, it was really late at night. I was half asleep and I was laying in bed. So my mind wasn't...
My Spanish is kind of failing.
Yeah, you were taking Spanish for a while.
For years.
For years.
Oh, are you... I mean, no. How do you laugh in Spanish?
Que. Because they're like, well, how do you laugh in other languages? Like, French is the easy home.
Wait, are we tagging a beginning onto this episode, or are we just talking?
Oh, no, because we haven't really said anything that's extremely funny.
Shit, I'll just cut something out of the episode.
Shit, son, I'll just cut something out of the beginning.
Yo, girl. Welcome to Brain Sandwich.
Welcome to Brain
Sandwich. Podcast that tickles your booty, caresses something else.
Oh, is this the actual, we're going into the episode?
We're doing it.
Shit, son. Shit, son. So we gonna tickle some booties.
Tickle some booty. Crash your soul.
Tickle.
Nurture your mind. Talk to you about some stuff.
Plant some knowledge seeds.
Ah, so we can grow a tree of knowledge.
Tree of knowledge. We'll
pluck some leaves. Imagine. Why would we pluck the leaves? Why do you pluck leaves off a tree? You don't. They fall.
They fall.
In the fall.
Imagine.
Oh my God.
Imagine having a tree of knowledge actually sprouting out of somebody's head. That'd be disgusting. If you had to have a knowledge tree sprouting out of the top of your head.
Oak.
Wow.
I knew exactly where you were going.
Which ones do oaks look like?
Big, round.
Because what was the one that you had fall? Was that a willow?
Poplar.
Poplar?
Oak trees, acorns.
Oh, okay. Because willows are the big wispy ones, right? The ones that hang down?
Yep.
Yeah, that you see in the bayou.
Yeah, but I would purposely pick oak tree. Why? Because you can make acorn flour out of them.
Oh, and make your hipster pancakes.
Ah.
You probably could make flour out of other things that trees come out of. I'd probably pick a maple tree just because I'm Canadian.
Well, I'm Canadian too.
Well, I'm not saying that you're not if you pick acorn. I don't care.
Apparently you did.
So we've learned today that if you don't pick maple tree, you're not Canadian.
Exactly.
There you go. There's your tagline for the beginning.
I mean, honestly, though.
Oh, would you be able to make brain syrup?
Ew.
I know it sounds gross, but go with me here. You got your little brain tree on the top, knowledge tree. It's a normal tree. It's not part of, like, you're not having, like, brain matter into the trees. My hair look really bad.
No, it's a little emo-y.
Yeah. Whatever. You just don't get me.
Whatever, bro.
Sorry,
I went surfer. There. Surfer emo.
Bruh.
It's been a slice, bruh.
But if you sprouted a brain tree, that's just a normal tree, not part of your skin or whatever. You're saying, and it didn't hurt if you tried to tap into it. You wouldn't try to make brain syrup?
So you're saying the nerves in your skin and your body don't go up through the roots?
No. It's literally just a tree.
If we're going to do this, I've got to get scientific.
Yes. What is this tree made out of?
Brain trees. Knowledge. Wait, are they knowledge trees or brain trees?
Knowledge trees.
Brain trees.
Brain trees. Well, you know what? Actually, I wouldn't, because you know how much knowledge syrup that would need to make
like,
enough.
If you're tapping that thing and the sap's running down, what if you miss some? It gets in like your eyes, and then they.
That's what she said. Yeah.
God. That was way too loud.
Well, I even tried to look up to not be so harsh, but I think it even picked it up on your mic. Yeah, that's crazy. You know what? I think a lot of women would probably pick willow tree because it could be like part of their hair because it's wispy. I'm just saying.
That's assuming women want wispy hair.
Well, I'm just... God. What are the trees that have the just the white bark on it?
Birch? No.
Birch, yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, birch. Those look nice. That'd be very cool looking.
Yeah, but then they flake everywhere.
Be like dandruff. Be tree dandruff.
Tree dandruff. Except
tree dandruff?
Like, the chunks are like really big.
Well, you could, if you ever ran out of paper, you could just be like, and rip some off and write it on there.
Making your own parchment on the fly.
Oh my God.
We're back again.
Dap, da, 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 da.
That brother, sister, everybody's friend.
Da, 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 da.
Gonna bring the flavor. Show you how.
Da, 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 da.
Got a question for you. Gonna answer now?
Brat, 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 brat.
Am I original? Yeah.
Sorry. You just witnessed that, and you're welcome.
Oh, man, that was good. Brain knowledge, tree knowledge.
Would you think hairdressers would be also tree trimmers? Like, would you have to have...
Would they use shears?
Well, yeah, because I don't think... Well, no, if you think about it... Basically, picture a bonsai tree on the top of your head.
Ew.
Well, no, I'm not. I'm just saying that's the size.
Some people think those are pretty. I just like.
Well, they're just mini trees.
Yeah, ugly ass
I
trees.
I guess they're really hard to take care of and stuff like that. You can really screw them up.
Mm.
Oh no, your beer's empty.
Beer.
I drank my pop before, like one episode ago.
Ha.
Oh no. Brain trees. Do you think they... No, brain... First of all, people out there, should it be called knowledge tree or brain tree? I like knowledge tree. Do you like knowledge tree?
Brain tree kind of... It flows real quick. I like that.
Yeah? Oof. Then that's the question of the ages, then. It's not...
What do you guys want? You want brain tree, knowledge tree? Not that it's relevant. It's not like we're creating or making anything.
No, I'm pretty sure it's relevant.
Mm. Yeah. Patent pending? We're going to invent a knowledge tree? Brain tree?
No, it'd be a hat with a little tree on it.
Ooh. It's got some brains and nerve endings. No. That'd be really gross and disgusting. Like,
yeah.
By the way, welcome to Brain Sandwich. I'm Tommy.
I'm Justin.
Sign up for the mailing list at brainsandwich.com. That's brainsamich.com.
Most of the time, if you go to there and you're a first-time visitor, it'll just pop up. You can type your email in there.
In your face.
In your face. But if it doesn't pop up, in your face, there's a little box that Tommy, right there. Say hi, Tommy.
I made it. I'm Tommy.
Made it. He made it by hand. And it's
praise be to Jesus.
Lordy, lordy. And it's just right there above the title, right? Or is it below?
Below the
whatever.
Below,
it's on the page.
Below,
you'll see it.
Something.
Just type your email in there, and you'll have access to all the free
at brainsandwich.com.
Free hidden things that only people who join up for the emailing list receive.
VIP episodes, exclusive perks.
Yeah.
Rewards.
And we're working on stuff for later on, maybe some free giveaways or something like that.
Pew pew.
Did I mention it's free?
It's free.
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 Free. Free.
Sunday. Sunday. Sunday.
Free. 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 Free.
It actually comes out on Tuesday.
Funny
Tuesday.
Car Tuesday. Rating. But yeah, so go there. Go there. Give us a like. Toss in your email. And
don't you know?
Join the club sandwiches.
It's wicked good.
It's wicked good. Okay, so what's on the docket today, Tommy?
Usual.
Did you just flick a booger?
No, it was my mustache. I had a hair.
You're flicking your mustache.
Yeah. Can you hear it?
Can you hear mine?
Uh-huh.
Oh, mine's a little quieter.
Quieter. All right, Justin. It's that time. A word of the day.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. It's extreme.
I'll try and make up for the last episode because I almost fell apart last time.
You blew it completely.
No,
you picked it up at the end, but yeah. It was really awkward in the middle. Justin.
Yes.
Your word. This is a better word, too.
Okay, good.
Absquatulate. Sorry,
Absquatulate?
Absquatulate.
Damn it, I can't. Is it absquatulate?
Absquatulate.
Absquatulate.
Would you like me to spell that one?
Absquatulate.
Damn it. Absquatulate. A-B.
Yes.
S-Q-U.
That's what I thought.
A-T.
Okay.
U-L.
Yes.
A-T-E.
Okay, cool.
Absquatulate.
Now, I'm not exact with the yearing on this one because I'm not too huge into the whole, like, Bigfoot situation. But when it...
Sorry.
You're just caressing that paper.
Caress your soul. Caress the paper. It's all, yeah. It's all good.
You probably didn't hear that, but Tommy was just rubbing his hand on some... Yeah, like that. So I don't remember the exact year, but you know the classic video of Bigfoot walking through and he looks at the camera? I think
it's... 1962.
Is it 62?
In... Yes, because I just watched Joe Rogan Questions
Everything. I watched that too. Oh my God, high five.
Can't reach you.
I can't reach you.
Absquatulate.
So basically, I don't know if you know, they actually did find Sasquatches. Yeah. And they speak a rudimentary English. And this word was particularly developed from one of their words. It's a direct tie from their words. Absquatulate means a Sasquatch that works his abs squatulate, but he does it. They only have a tendency to work out at night. They're only gym bros at night, so they do absquatulate. So they do it late at night. Get it? Absquatulate. So their abs
squatting late.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. And it's still not really picked up because, I don't know, well, Illuminati, they want to keep the squatches down. All squatches matter. Hashtag. So it hasn't really made it into the mainstream until now.
You got like one long thing of hair sticking out. Left side.
Oh, this side? Yeah. But yeah, so now you know.
The more you know.
I was going to sing the Jurassic Park theme song. Na 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 na.
Welcome to Jurassic Park. Absquatulate. To decamp, leave quickly, or flee.
Well, you know, like, I got a little bit of it wrong, but I'm a little rusty.
They left the gym really quickly.
Yeah, exactly.
They absquatulated.
Yeah, you see, you drive by a Good Life Fitness, and you see a Sasquatch with a Good Life Fitness bag walking out and doing the same
squats and crunches the same time.
He does the same exact walk that he does in the old 60s.
The head bob.
Yeah, the head bob, and then turn to camera like, oh, shit. what a glorious
good question.
Word of the...
Do you believe in Sasquatch?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, like, it's just, I don't either. I don't really think there's any, because of the Sasquatch, because of where Sasquatches are supposed to be located, and we've never, ever seen any of them, no.
Well, we've seen tons of rare animals, like, jaguars and panthers that just, like, lone in communities and stuff, and they're like, oh, well, they're just trying to avert themselves to... human blah blah blah. It's like lots of animals are trying to not be seen by humans.
Yeah, well, and think about it, like,
I'm pretty sure if there was a wicked cool species of ape human hybrid, we would have seen it by now.
And I get it that, like, in the Amazon jungle they're finding new animals almost every day, but that's because the Amazon jungle isn't really developed at all. So in regards to, like,
it's not like there's villages running through where people just explore and then come
exactly
home.
When I watched that Joe Rogan thing, when he was interviewing people, they were saying, like, oh, yeah, they're in my backyard, which is in, like, the suburb of, like,
Nebraska.
Or, like, northeast Washington State and stuff like that, or up in Vancouver and stuff like that. And I get there is a lot of places in the West Coast and stuff like that that haven't really been explored per se. But I'm sorry, if you're an 8-foot man gorilla thingy, you can't hide that well. And any of the evidence that people produce is stupid.
It's circumstantial, highly questionable at best.
Where people are like, see that stick there? It's broken because the Sasquatch did it.
Oh, you see this little toy car I left on this tree? That was my favorite. Yeah. I left on this tree trunk. It's been moved.
Well, Sasquatch.
Squirrels.
Yeah,
squirrels like to touch things.
They're almost worse than the Illuminati people. Ugh. They're like, oh my God, there's a triangle right there. Illuminati confirmed.
It's... I feel very similar, and based on basically similar evidence, Sasquatch believers and, like, Roswell people.
Well,
they're like in equal camps for me.
Like, I don't know if we talked about it on Brain Sandwich or not, or the old podcast, but there was another podcast I was listening to one time where they were talking about superstitions and people who believe in UFOs and Sasquatches and stuff like that. And it was predominantly about people who believe in UFOs. And the guy who was doing the podcast was talking about how he interviewed some people who strongly believe that they've been abducted. And out of 100 people that he interviewed, about 90% of them, all just before they were abducted, had recently either had something very traumatic happen to them or have a brain injury in regards to either a concussion or something like that, hit their head or hurt themselves. So they're saying that correlation with that is that if you're doing something to your brain, you're more susceptible to believing in things that you see. Or because like there's been two or three times where I've seen things in the sky and gone, what the hell is that? And then I just go, okay, use a logical mind. Is it something to do with the military? Oh no, the lights don't really look right. They're not flashing right or whatever. Okay, is it something to do with stars and stuff? Because there has been times, like a few years ago, my dad came running downstairs. He's like, Justin, I just saw something outside. I was like, what? And it was late at night. He was sitting in the living room, and there was a shooting star it was a comet or something that came down, and it lit up, like he said, it lit up the whole area with bright green. And so what I did is I didn't go, oh my God, aliens. I did jokingly. But what I did is I looked up what materials burn green. And I think it was copper. Does copper burn green? Yeah. And so I thought, okay, well, maybe it was just an asteroid with a lot of copper density. And I don't know if that happens naturally. But it had something that burned orange or green. And I didn't just assume. It's the people who just jump to conclusions.
I've had people like, I'm so skeptical of anything flying object, alien related, because I've had people come up to me and just try and convince me. I'm like, there's nothing you're going to say. And almost everything you are saying can be explained away, even the military thing. Because when people are like, well, it didn't have the certain lights. Do you just assume that the military does things that people always know about?
Yeah.
Because that doesn't lead to any problems. Well,
because that was the only other thing that I remember seeing is that I was driving home. This was a long time ago. It must have been 10 or 15 years ago. We were driving home from my aunt's in the county. And in the county, there's a military base. I don't know if they use it anymore, but they would use it as like a practice range. And what they did was they shot up flares, but really, really, really bright ones at a really far distance. And so we saw them go up and they go, pff, and it was just a light that was slowly floating down. And we're like, what the hell's that? Oh my God. And then we were like, oh wait, no. We figured, okay.
Military
base, they're practicing at night, blah, 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 blah. And yeah, because I don't think I've ever personally met somebody who's like dead set believing in either aliens or whatever. Most people that I know are pretty skeptical about them. Not saying...
I've met people that are pretty...
hardcore?
Yeah. I don't know. It's very hard for me to listen to because I'm always looking for the logical explanation.
What are some of their reasonings behind it?
Just that they saw a UFO and they knew it was a UFO. And keep in mind, these are people that frequently visit conspiracy websites. So
now, mind you,
it's not like I trust the mainstream media, but I definitely don't trust fringe media.
No. Mind you, though, there is a part of me that would love to have UFOs and aliens and stuff be real, but I doubt that we've ever actually become in contact with any of them. Like, I don't believe any of the Roswell shit. I do think there's a lot of things that the military obviously do that don't tell, that they'll never tell people.
Well, and see,
and that's one thing.
I firmly do believe in the Roswell explanation because it does actually make
that they were testing sense. Something?
They were testing weather balloons that were for Soviet spying.
Yeah.
But that's the reason in the 60s or whatever, they didn't tell anybody because they were testing spying balloons on the Soviets.
Exactly. And yeah, and again, I think...
But now they're like, oh yeah, they released that information like 2000 something. Like, well, we feel comfortable releasing it now because, you know, we're not spying on Russia.
Yeah.
It was a weather balloon. Oh no. You're just blah, 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 flying saucers.
You're just like, making it up because the government's run by aliens. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous. And you know, I think that there are thousands of creatures that we probably haven't even found. Like, what? We've only explored not even a third.
Well, they discover new bugs and blah, blah, blah.
Well, and like, there's a whole undersea life that we don't even know about, because we can only physically go a certain depth. So there's probably a good portion of the creatures down below that we don't even know about.
Yeah.
And I'm not just going to be like, oh, that's a weird animal in the water. Aliens. No, they're animals.
Loch Ness Monster.
Or creatures. Yeah. Like
I'm more apt. I don't believe in the Loch Ness Monster.
But it'd be more easily acceptable.
I would be more convinced of that, because at least it's like there's some, like it could be explained through biology.
Yeah.
Or something, but.
I don't believe that there's a monster in Loch Ness, though, because I think it's like, isn't it like almost an enclosed lake or whatever? But people are like, oh, it's really, really deep. I'm sorry, but if the animal's supposed to be this big and only lives there, it would have sprouted out a couple times.
If it's an animal that surfaces like that, the likelihood of it also going deeper, like certain animals or sea life have to remain at certain depths. It's not like they can just pick and choose.
Well, the thing that makes it worse, too, is like, that, you remember that whole the quote unquote Roswell alien autopsy? The people who made that have come out and said, no, it's fake.
Yeah.
But people still believe it.
Yeah, I know.
And then, like, the famous Loch Ness picture, people have come out and said, no, it's fake. We did it. And people are like, no, it's real. Like, do you think it's just the human mentality that just wants to believe in stuff? Like, wants to think that there's something else out there?
I don't know. Like, because in these instances, I'm like, I don't know. That's hard to explain, because I kind of view it separately from, say, religion.
Yeah.
Because at least in that instance, we're dealing with things that are so many thousands of years ago that the evidence is circumstantial in some regards and then non-existent. But with these things, it's like, okay, we have the technology to explore this lake. Let's just go find it.
Yeah.
If it was really that important to everybody, like, why don't these people that are such superstitious believers just be like, let's fund an expedition?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why not do that? Stop bitching and go find something.
And it's supposedly all these people that are squatch hunters seem to never be able to A, hold their camera straight, or B, take a clear picture.
Yeah, I know.
Like, they're always just like, well, I was running and I was scared. And
it was like when people started showing me that viral video of the guy who's on his mountain bike and he gets chased by a bear. And like, oh no, that's real. I was like, pause the video. It's like, you can clearly see this bear has been post-framed.
Yeah.
Like, the first thing I do when anybody tells me anything or shows me something, I'm like, is it real? Where is the evidence behind things?
Yeah,
I don't believe anything, especially not since everything can be recreated on the internet.
Especially, yeah, like if this was 70 years ago, okay, whatever, you might take things with a little bit less grain of salt. But especially nowadays, where a 12-year-old can boot up their iMac and create something that looks almost realistic.
Like, I admit, the video was very convincing if you watch it at full speed and you're not paying attention. But as soon as you pause it, it's... Like, it works on the 24 frames per second thing. As soon as you pause it still, you can see when there's no motion blur that you can see what's going on there.
Yeah, and it's, I don't know. I believe that there's probably, in this huge galaxy of ours, or universe of ours, I believe that there is something else out there. But I believe also that we will probably never, ever, ever come in contact with them. Because the universe is just so massive that we'll never have the technology in order to meet other species.
I'm open to the concept of life in other galaxies and then the universe in general, intelligent life. I just don't have any grounds to believe it is basically where I sit. And basically the Fermi paradox is basically how I view things. There's the preponderance of evidence itself kind of just leads me, if it's out there, that's fine, but I'm not inclined to believe it in any way.
And that's the thing, that's I think that's one of the only things that we kind of disagree on is regards to, like,
I'm believe, sure we disagree on more than that.
I know, but something that, like, we won't get into a shouting match over, but we're just kind of like, okay, you accept that, I accept this.
Yeah,
because I believe that there probably is intelligent life out there, but it's so far away that we'll never, ever come near it. Just because of I believe in regards to there's billions upon billions of galaxies. And within those galaxies, there's billions upon billions of stars and so on and so forth. And you break it down. I don't think, there's probably not oodles of life out there. Maybe maybe a couple intelligent life forms out there, but not ones that we will ever see. Because A, you have to think, we don't have the technology to get out there, and I don't think we ever will. And but also, they would have to have similar technology.
My counter to that would be, since the Earth is an evolving planet, God, we're going to get in a whole other... We have an actual discussion. Anyway, my position on that is that Earth is an evolving planet, which means these billions of stars and planets will have billions of Earth-like objects that are in different stages of development,
yeah.
Which means further along and ones that are primitive. So, and we've developed... We do have interstellar travel capability.
Yeah.
So I would think that if the millions of stars and Earths or Earth-like objects are out there, somebody else would not have it yet, and somebody would have to have it, because if we go the mean average, like, what are the chances that of the billion of Earth-like objects that we are the most advanced?
Exactly.
I would say zero.
Yeah, no. And I think because the universe is so old as well.
Or at very least, I would expect one of them to have mastered interstellar communication.
Yeah. And the who knows, maybe there could be a species that had mastered interstellar travel billions of years ago and are long since dead or wiped out.
Krypton.
Superman, we're looking at you, kid. Yeah, I think because of just the vastness of the universe and the age of the universe, who knows? There could have been intelligent life forms somewhere else billions of years ago that we'll never even know that there was, or there could be ones that are just literally starting that we'll never see. Oh. So it's just, there's so many options out there that I don't think it'll ever, we'll never cross paths with anybody. But I would like to think that, though.
Did we do Word of the Day? Oh, I'm squashing. That's how we got on Sasquatch.
Because you proposed the question.
Sorry.
Do you believe in the Sasquatch?
Do you believe in miracles?
Do you
believe? Yes!
Like, I think that maybe there is some kind of... No. No, I can't even believe that. I was going to say maybe there is some kind of ape-like creature, like, in regards to the Yeti and stuff, like in the Himalayas. And I'm like, no. Because I just don't think, A, how would an animal that big be able to survive up there?
I would, again, that is something I would be more inclined than Sasquatch, because in the Himalayas, less populated.
Yeah.
Like, that would make more reason. Doesn't mean I believe it. There's zero evidence to believe it.
Yeah.
But with Sasquatch, there's too many people living around these forested areas not to have seen it.
Oh, and then you get...
And why has a game or a trail camera never captured
exactly.
it? Exactly. Or, like... We have all this technology. It's like, well, I've got audio recordings. Like, okay, you've got some noise that sounds like a human going,
yeah.
Okay, what you've done is recreated the sounds of a cow.
Exactly. And
oh, lights just dimmed a bit.
Really? Oh, I was blinking.
You're blinking.
I did.
Yeah.
And like, it's just, especially in the areas that they're predominantly around, you could easily just send up a helicopter with some heat cameras and go, okay, let's try and find some hotspots.
Yeah. Well, but the military, they don't want to invest that kind of money in that. It's like, well, then go fucking do it
You're
yourselves.
Just crazy. Anyways, should we actually get on to the real episode?
Yeah, I suppose.
Because, I don't know how long this will take anyways. So today's episode is going to be about a little nerdy. It's a little, pretty nerdy.
I mean, we already talked about Sasquatch, UFOs, our aliens.
Well, that's just weird. This is nerdy.
That was, that 28 minutes was the opening subject.
Yeah.
I know.
today, this is my episode. This is my first episode where I did the prep. And I mean prep as in 20 minutes before we started recording. I looked up some numbers online. But it's a topic that... Are you uncomfortable?
Yeah,
we've been sitting too long.
We've been sitting for about 2 hours straight.
Yeah. It's a topic that I have opinions about that that I think are true. but it is a hot button topic in regards to the nerd universe. And you'll hear people talk about this on either other podcasts or YouTube videos and stuff like that. On both sides of the argument. But mine is dubbed the comic book movie bubble in regards to how I think it's in the next couple years, it's probably going to burst. Now, the reason that I think that is because I just, like, I'm getting sick and tired of Marvel movies, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know you second that.
Yeah, we've had this discussion so many times that I'm not as versed on comic books as I once was.
Yeah.
Not as good as I once was.
What song is that?
Toby Keith. Oh. Anyway.
The letter to hear of him.
Used to read them when I was a kid. Don't anymore. But obviously, I still partake in like watching movies. I have lots of nieces and nephews who are around that age where they watch them and then they come on Netflix. It's something to view. But yeah, I'm like we said before, I'm very, very sick of comic book movies.
Well, the thing is, and I will just preface this with saying that I don't think these movies are bad movies necessarily. I just find that some of them are getting to the point where I'm just like, ugh, I'm bored. Like, I'm bored with not the movie itself, but the whole environment. Like, I get it's cool that there's, I wrote a list here of Marvel and DC movies, the top 15 grossing ones. And I think for Marvel, at least, I would say more than 90% of them have come out in the last 10 years. And, like, that's insane. Like, that's, I remember a time when the only good Marvel movie, and I'm using air quotes here, whenever I go, good, was, like, Blade. And, which, I recently watched that, holds up. Not a perfect movie, but it's fun, it's a total fun movie. But those were the ones that, like, I know this is going to be like, well, not back in my day, but basically, back in my day, when I was as old as, like, 15 or 16-ish, like the prime age for nerd movies,
yeah,
we got pretty shit movies. And so it kind of killed the comic book movie for a while. And then it all started. The only reason we have the movies we have today, at least on the Marvel standpoint, is because of Iron Man 1. Because Marvel decided to roll the dice and have Jon Favreau direct an Iron Man movie. And Jon Favreau stood up for Robert Downey Jr. and said, no, I will only make this movie if this guy plays Tony Stark. Which, mind you, I honestly can't see anybody else being Tony Stark. No, like, he's blown it out of the water.
Now, that could be presentation bias, because if we had been faced with any other guy, it'd probably be the same thing.
It'd be like Hugh Jackman.
The Hugh Jackman Wolverine complex.
And I know there's still some people out there that they're not as butthurt as they were in 2001, but they still like, oh, he's too tall. He's too handsome. He's too... like, I guess really the only good Marvel movies that we had when we were teenagers, like young teenagers, were the X-Men ones as well.
Yeah.
Only X-Men 1 and 2. 3 was...
Oof. Yeah. I can still watch it for certain elements, but...
Yeah. Like...
Mostly Magneto and Charles.
Oh, man. Like, those... I rewatched X-Men Apocalypse, which... Have you watched that yet?
Yeah.
Yeah, the new one?
I like it and I don't like it.
But if you rewatch... X-Men First Class, Days of Future Past, and Apocalypse, and watch it just for the Magneto and Charles
relationship. That's what entirely holds up the movie.
Holy, like, they're perfect. And even the old X-1, 2, and 3, like, if you just watch it for Patrick Stewart and Ian McKellen's relationship, it's amazing. And like, that scene in X-3 when Jean is going crazy and kills, spoiler alert, but it's, I don't know how old it is, but it's old, when she kills Professor X and you see, like, Eric's, Magneto's reaction, like, you believe that they are truly the ultimate bromance.
The ultimate really old bromance.
Yeah.
Old saggy ball bromance.
Yeah. And but yeah, like, if it weren't for, we would probably still have comic book movies. I'm not saying that if it weren't for Iron Man we wouldn't have comic book movies. No, we would. But they probably wouldn't have the universe that we have now. Because, like, even the top... I'll just do the top five Marvel-based comic book movies. Like, Avengers. And this is the budget plus the worldwide gross. Worldwide. Mr. Worldwide. Oh, God, I hate that guy. But, yeah, like, obviously Avengers. That was really cool to see, too. Like, at the time...
It's a compilation of every comic book movie... Star-studded cast where you brought people from different movies. The combined universe thing wasn't really done properly before then.
Yeah, exactly. Like, X1, 2, and 3 kind of tried to do it, but they just... They weren't willing to roll the dice. That was the thing. Like, they were too worried about, like, oh, they'll look dumb in their suits. Oh, well, we have to try and be cool. We can't, like, blah, blah, blah. Whereas, like, the Avengers, the MCU, I will give them total credit with trying things. And, like, but the only problem was is that they got to a point where they didn't try new things. They got to their formula and just stuck with it, which that's...
And it works.
And it works. They're just literally printing money, but... Like, it's just, it's getting to the point where it's getting boring, though, because every movie is just the carbon copy of the, like, for example, Avengers, Fantastic Four, Fantastic, the newest one.
It was the worst movie ever.
Yeah. And even
I'm going to go right out and say that is my least favorite Marvel film, period.
Oh, for sure. Like, even Rise of the Silver Surfer is better to watch.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got Avengers. We got Weekend of Ultron's. We have Suicide Squad, like I'll even mention DC ones. We got Fantastic. We got Spider-Man 2, Amazing Spider-Man, and even what was the other one? Oh, Ghostbusters did it. We went into that kind of formulaic. There's a portal in the middle of the city that's shooting a light up into the sky that's going to destroy the whole world. Oh my God, what are we going to do? And that's what I mean, where they're just getting boring. And The thing is, they won't stop for a little bit because they still keep getting money. But I think for...
Well, when each movie keeps grossing $1 billion.
Yeah, like, I'm trying to... Okay, so we got Avengers was number one. That cost $220 million to make. And it made worldwide... $1.5 billion.
Worldwide.
And the top four Marvel movies grossed over $1 billion. And they've all been within the last, I would say, 10 years. Because we got Avengers, Weekend at Ultron's, Iron Man 3, and Civil War. Which, to be honest, Civil War, it was enjoyable, but it was just kind of bleh. And I just think now DC is doing something interesting. At least they're trying. Like, say what you will about... Crappy, do you have to?
No.
Oh, okay. Like, say what you...
I actually just noticed that a lot of your audio is coming through my mic, and I'm wondering if it's bouncing off the wall or
not. Should I keep facing this way then?
No, it's fine.
But the one thing that I'll give DC that Marvel isn't doing is they're now trying to roll the dice and trying to not be Marvel, which, say what you will about the quality of the movies that they're producing, you have to give them credit for at least trying. And yeah, they're not making as high level of movies, but I find them more entertaining. Or even the Fox movies. Like, Deadpool took a real big risk, and it was one of the best movies that year. That was last year that it came out.
Yep.
And like, I love that movie, even though I hate Deadpool. In the comic book universe, I hate he's pretty overrated, but I love Ryan Reynolds.
You know what the thing is? For me... I like anything that's novel and new, and that's exactly what... Like, I knew what Deadpool was. I knew how the comic book worked. I knew what it wasn't supposed to be, X-Men Origins.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. It's new. It's novel. It was rated R, which was way outside the comic book universe.
Yeah, huge deal.
But now everything's going to be rated R.
Exactly.
Because they found something that works, and now everything's got to be dark and brr.
Yeah, and the thing
I'm
is...
I'm sick of dark movies.
Yeah.
Ever since Batman.
Like the original Batman?
Batman Begins, Dark Knight.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, I talk to these people who talk about the DC movies being too dark and stuff. And I'm like, okay, I get that. But they're, again, trying to be something different from Marvel. Whereas I think Marvel, they have a tendency to just play everything safe now because they've worked on their formula that just is printable money. But the thing is, like, oh shoot, what was I gonna say? I forget.
Taking a risk, sticking to a formula.
Oh, the rated R thing. I don't like when people come and go, well, Deadpool really rolled the dice being rated R. It's the first ever comic book movie that's been rated R, which is bullshit. Because I think all the Blade movies except for number 3 were rated R. And I think, well, The Crow was considered a comic book movie that was rated R, and that was back in like the early 90s. Like, it's not
Howard the Duck.
Oh yeah, that was rated R, wasn't it? Yeah. And I just don't like when people try to give credit where credit isn't really due. Like, yes, it was.
I can say, like, I can understand from the perspective only that in today's comic book universe, it stands outside because everything, you know, we got to stick to PG-13 or PG.
Because we got to get asses in the seats. Yeah. But the thing is, like, now the only thing is with the Deadpool movie is that I find that a lot of people didn't know it was rated R too. So I think it got a lot of young asses in the seats when it probably shouldn't have.
Yeah.
Because, like, when I went and saw it in theaters, there were people in front of me that had a kid that was probably your niece's age watching the movie. And that movie is not appropriate for young children. Like, Blade is one thing. Blade is pretty much just rated R because of the violence, like the vampire violence and the blood and stuff. Whereas Deadpool is rated R because
of sexual innuendos that are...
Not the innuendos. Like, there's full-on sex. But, yeah, like, it's I think it's getting to a point where the bubble is starting to get a little tense, because the majority of the people that I talk to that are at least my age or a little bit younger in their 20s or so, they're kind of under the same mentality of like, yeah, like with the newest Marvel movie, Doctor Strange.
Can I just say I have zero interest in seeing that?
Exactly. That's the thing.
Like, I like Benedict Cumberbatch.
I do too. But the thing is, a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, it's a great movie, but it's pretty much just a normal Marvel. Like, there's nothing, they're not adding anything new. It's just a paint-by-numbers origin story, which is unfortunate because you had a killer cast, like Mads Mikkelsen, Benedict Cumberbatch, I don't know how to pronounce it, Tidjo Aljafor, like the you know what I'm talking about, the black guy?
Nope.
He was in 12 Years a Slave.
Nope.
And Rachel McAdams, and I'm probably... Oh, and what's her face?
Ooh, Canadian.
The girl that got into a lot of trouble because she's playing an Asian character.
Oh, Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, there you go. So it had potential to be some balls-to-the-wall, crazy, cool, magic-y movie, but everybody was just like, it's okay. And, like, I saw... What did I see that was just kind of okay? Oh, Star Wars. Like, the newest Rogue One. I went and saw that. And I was like, it's perfectly just an okay movie. Like, it's not amazing. It doesn't give us anything that was it needed? No. It was totally just a money grab. But I think it's going to come to a point.
Is any movie ever needed?
No. But, like, if you want to progress the story of the expandable universe, not expandable universe.
Well, yeah, it technically wouldn't because... It's already a story that's known
and been talked about, and we know
they stole the plans.
Yeah, and nobody survived, so we knew that. But with the Marvel movies, I think unless they start changing things up, I think people are going to, at least the real fans, are going to get sick and tired of them and slowly stop going to them. Will it happen right away? Probably not, because
it's on its slow decline.
Yeah, like I think, well, looking up the numbers earlier, now I know Doctor Strange had just recently, I think, ended its theater run, I think. But from what I saw, it didn't make a ton of money. Like, it made money.
Yeah.
But for people who don't know, when you have a movie, if the movie's budget, say, is $200 million, in order to be considered even a success, that it has to double its budget.
Because in promotions and marketing.
Yeah, because when you look up these numbers on like Watch Mojo, when it says like, oh, The Dark Knight cost $185 million to make, that's not including the marketing standpoint.
What was their whole problem with The Lone Ranger? Yeah. It's like it cost $200 million to make, but everybody forgot to factor in that it was another two. It was actually, they spent so much on marketing.
Yeah,
it was ridiculous.
You want to know what's a crazy that I couldn't believe they spent this much money on? Was Superman Returns, the Brandon Routh one.
Really?
Guess how much money they spent on it?
$150. $350.
Well, not that high.
$250.
$270 million. Back that in, what, 2006?
It all went to Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. And it only made $391 million. So it would have been considered a flop. Because it didn't double its budget.
Well, it was considered a flop. And that's unfortunate because I liked Brandon Routh.
I really like Brandon Routh. I wanted to be my buddy. Because, like, I think that particular movie, it was trying too hard to be an homage, but it shouldn't have.
Well, and that's my thing. It, you you got the feeling that they were trying to kind of pay their respect to Christopher Reeves. And the problem is that Brandon Routh did a really good job.
Yeah, like, it's... I think
the movie was corny, but his performance was great.
Yeah, like, I think that movie gets a lot of flack. Like, it is not a good movie. Don't get me wrong. But there are some amazing scenes in it. Like, that airplane scene when he's saving the airplane.
Yeah.
Badass. And, yeah, there's the whole bullet in the eye thing. That was pretty cool. But, like...
creative use of effects and that sort of stuff, but like as far as dialogue was
yeah,
pretty bad.
And because I liked the universe that they were setting up, how it was kind of like a stuck in their own kind of time, like, and I think it could have been good if it was, well, for me too, the Superman suit I didn't like.
Yeah,
like how it was like really royal blue mixed with dark red. It just didn't look right.
It was too much like wine.
Yeah, and there's other movies like that I think get a bad rap. Like, I know a lot of people hated Batman versus Superman, but I really liked that movie. Again, not a perfectly made movie. Like a lot of the DC movies, a lot of online people mostly, if they're not exactly as good as a Marvel movie, then they're automatically trash.
Well, I think... I guess, what kind of measurement is that to throw up at something? Because, like, I'm just very, about all comic book movies at this point. Like, Batman versus Superman, everything Marvel. They are the worst perpetuators of this whole bubble.
I totally forgot about Ant-Man. Like, I
actually kind of like that movie.
No, it's totally entertaining. And, again, all these movies are entertaining, but... I totally forgot about Ant-Man.
Well, then are your expectations just getting too fucking ridiculously high?
No, it's just because I'm getting bored in regards to... I'm just seeing these movies and I'm like, oh, okay, Avengers Age of Ultron is exactly just Avengers 1.
Holy shit. You're going through Parkinson's Law of Expansion.
What?
You've seen good movies. They press your expectations higher, but you can't satisfy them because they'll never make newer things that are better. It's like people who get a wage increase then have to buy more and more expensive cars. And before you know it,
they're broke.
Their RSPs are gone.
Well, and that's the thing, though. Like, that's why I gave it to DC in regards to trying new things with, like, Batman versus Superman or Man of Steel, because they're not trying to be formulaic. So that's why I appreciate, or even movies like Age of Apocalypse, or not Age of Apocalypse, X-Men Apocalypse. Like, they didn't try just to do the normal Marvel movie, and I got more enjoyment out of watching Apocalypse than I did with Civil War. Mm. Like, Civil War, yeah, it's entertaining and it's fun to watch, but I think it's extremely overrated.
I think the mark is that just, like, and you know me, going to the theater was never really my thing, but it got particularly bad in this kind of new age of movies where I don't want to go to the theater to see any of the comic book movies. And the last time I went was just to take my nephew.
Yeah.
And it was for Civil War, and I was just like, ugh.
It was just perfectly like, meh.
Yeah. And then it came on Netflix, and I was like, why the fuck did I go and see this in theater?
Yeah, because they're coming out on Netflix quick now, too. Yeah. But yeah, like, I wish the bubble... Well, no, I wish there wasn't a bubble, though. Like, it's just... The reason that they're creating the bubble is because... We live in a day and age where when a movie works, they go, okay, well, for the next X number of years, this is our lineup of movies. So we're expecting movies. We're not being enticed by being surprised of new movies. Like back when, even when Superman Returns was out, like because the internet wasn't a huge thing yet, it was definitely around, but like. They said, okay, we're going to make Superman Returns.
Well, you know what the mark really is? It was the dawn of smartphones.
Yeah.
When you were attached to the internet all the time.
Yeah, and I just wish that they didn't do that. Like, I wish DC didn't make Man of Steel then go, okay, everybody, here's our projected lineup of movies until 2020. Because I'm just like, okay, well, now I'm not going to be surprised by anything. Like, you know how excited I would be if I didn't know there was a Shazam movie coming out, and then all of a sudden I saw a trailer with Shazam in it, and I would freak out, or Flash. Like, well, now I'm like, okay, well, I got X number of months until Justice League comes out, so I better get prepped and ready. Like, it's not, you don't have the surprise mentality. Like, remember how good it used to feel when you go to the theater and watch a trailer and be like, oh my God, they're coming out with this movie?
And that's how you found out when those movies were coming out.
Exactly. Like,
and
now,
the only way.
Yeah. Nowadays, you're inundated with trailers online or on TV or whatever.
Yeah. Like, why the shit? Why the shit?
Why the shit?
Do I even care? Because I'll just see this stuff online or somebody
times.
Will blog about it and be like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I think the comic book movies will fall the way of the Western movies. They will get oversaturated and they will eventually die. And I think not to the extent of like they'll never make comic book movies again. I just don't think they'll make as many as frequently, because I think last year there was 7 comic book movies that came out in 1 year.
Yeah.
Like you gotta rein in the
it's demand economics. When the supply is so high, the rarity and the preciousness of everything is lost.
Exactly. And like I like how at least DC is going, okay, we're only gonna, like, again, still this is I think one too many, but we're gonna only release 2 movies a year, either in the spring and in the fall. Whereas Marvel, including Fox and Sony and all those guys, they're like, oh no, we're going to do a Wolverine movie this year. We're going to do a Hulk movie or a Thor movie this year. We're going to do a Spider-Man movie. Like, they're going to do 5 or 6 movies themselves. And I'm just like, that's making me just be like, it's too expensive to go to 7 movies nowadays with the price of tickets, which...
Because everything's going to be in 3D.
And I even hear, like, in other countries like Australia, like, it's really expensive.
Australia.
It's really expensive to go to movies, too. Like, it's $20 a ticket, and that's just basic movie theaters.
Oh, God.
Like, it's not even, like, Super IMAX or anything like that.
I'm kind of afraid that this is kind of the way that, now that Disney owns Star Wars, that this is how Star Wars is going to go out. Not quickly, but in time.
We're going to be oversaturated with Star Wars?
Even with the once every 2 years, the main storyline Star Wars movies, I can't handle that. Like, what was it for... It was 1999 for Phantom Menace. That was like 2003?
Yeah, and then
and 2005.
Yeah.
I was like, that was decent.
Well, if anything, like I think they could do 3 movie installments in regards to the main canon. And then take a couple of years off and then do movies again. But I mean, like, yeah, because they want to do main continuity every 2 years.
Every other year.
For the foreseeable future.
And then...
their offshoot stories or whatever, which...
A Star Wars movie every year is too much.
Yeah, because I...
And they will lose value. The reason Star Wars was so good is because it was new, it was unique, and it was rare.
Yeah. And we are both really big Star Wars fans too. Like, you would say,
that is my favorite franchise.
Exactly.
Of all time. I don't want to see it all the time.
Exactly. And again, Rogue One, pointless.
Just let me watch all the other old Star Wars movies every year over and over again, and then build me up to a new one in 5 years.
Yeah. So. And like for Rogue One, I'd rather have no Rogue One and just wait an extra year for the new Star Wars.
Full-fledged movie.
Yeah. Then, but mind you, I would fanboy out if they did say, hey, we're going to make a standalone Obi-Wan movie. I would be like, oh God.
See, now you're being a hypocrite.
Just for Obi-Wan though, because I think Obi-Wan is a very interesting character. I'm not one of those people that are like, oh my God, they better make a Boba Fett movie. Because really, Boba Fett's an idiot character. I'm sorry. I know I'm going to upset a lot of nerds.
He died
out there.
Pretty easily.
Yeah, he died like his chump.
You know what it is? It's just because he looked cool.
Exactly.
He had a cool job and he had cool armor.
Yeah, and his dad died like a chump.
Dipshit.
Yeah. Now, but whereas Obi-Wan, there's a lot of cool and interesting things they could do with Obi-Wan. They even teased a bit about it in the comic books that he had his own kind of little adventures while on Tatooine looking after Luke. And the whole struggle of him being like, I can't make it known that I'm a Jedi, but I still want to use my powers and stuff like that, or abilities. But yeah, like you said, if they keep doing what they're doing, we're going to get tired of Star Wars, which is a horrible thing to say. It's one thing for comic book movies, because whatever.
That's why I still like Lord of the Rings so much. I hate the Hobbit movies.
Yeah.
Completely hate them.
Yeah.
But Lord of the Rings, if they never touch that again, I'll be quite happy.
Oh, don't worry.
They will, though.
Peter Jackson will make a remake in 10 years, probably.
The worst part will be, it'll be a Peter Jackson remake funded by the same company and everything. Like, you have these movies. They're already good. Well, now we've got to expand on the universe. And I was like, there is no universe.
Yeah. Well, no,
there is a Tolkien universe, but don't fuck it up.
Yeah, if anything, kind of do like what Star Wars does and just make other movies that are based in that universe that are... Well, or even do something that's completely different from Star Wars, because Star Wars will always focus on either the Skywalkers or Han Solo and those people, even though there's a huge universe. Whereas, like, I think they could do cool things with the Lord of the Rings universe and expand, but don't touch on any characters that we've had before. Like, create like new stories. Yeah,
an elf colony, a dwarf colony.
Yeah.
Like what they did with The Hobbit, just not shitty.
Yeah, and don't shoehorn people in just because... their fanboy characters. Oh,
Orlando Bloom's got to be in this. He looks too old.
Yeah, he does. Because I recently...
Frodo, too. It's like, I know, like, it just bugs me. It bugs me so much.
But yeah, I think it'll, I think, unfortunately, it will eventually collapse. Like, I did all this writing down of numbers and stuff. Didn't even read them.
Yeah, at least you got familiarized with your subject matter.
Well, like, okay, I'll just do the top three. And just compare in regards to numbers wise about how much they've made. Like the top three Marvel movies were Avengers, Age of Ultron, and Iron Man 3, which surprised me. And they've all grossed over $1 billion worldwide. Now, this is not adjusted for inflation either. Whereas DC, their top three movies were Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises, and Batman vs. Superman, which grossed Dark Knight and Dark Knight Rises grossed $1 billion. And then Bats and Soups only did $873 million. But ones that actually did surprise me, though, is Watchmen didn't really make that much money.
No, I knew that.
Like, it would cost $130 million to make, and worldwide, it only made $185 million, which...
It didn't have name recognition going behind it, other than, like, comic fans who knew of it. Like, we're talking about one book...
created 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And mind you, though, I do remember seeing the trailer for the first time for that, because I love the Watchmen movie.
Yeah, I know you do.
But I still remember seeing the trailer. I was in the bathroom brushing my teeth, and I heard some music on TV, and I was like, wait, that sounds comic booky. And I peeped my head around the corner. I was like, what is this? And I watched the whole trailer, which, say what you will about Zack Snyder.
He's a bitch.
But he can cut a really good trailer.
He's a bitch.
You have to admit that Man of Steel trailer was pretty badass.
Man of Steel?
Yeah. We'll watch it after the podcast, but...
I know what trailer you're talking about. There was nothing that fascinated me about that.
Shut up. You're Mr. Negative Pants.
I like Superman. That's my favorite comic book hero.
I know. But what other ones surprised me?
Zack Snyder's a bitch.
Oh, Green Lantern actually grossed more money than Watchmen. More movie than Watchmen. And
that's really surprising.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Like Ryan Reynolds was kind of not Ryan Reynolds. Yeah. Oh yeah. Was kind of on his up and up at that time. Whereas Watchmen kind of plucked people from all different places there.
Yeah.
Like they were famous, but they weren't like A-list famous.
Yeah. Mind you though, Green Lantern did cost a lot more money to make. It cost $200 million. Only
what's,
grossed.
What's the net profit?
219.
That was their net?
Well,
I want to know the net.
I don't know the net.
It's gross minus cost.
Oh, 19 million then.
Ooh. Yeah. See, I always measure things on net. Like when people are like, oh yeah, we gross like 100 million, but it costs us 99 cents on the dollar to make it.
Well, I think the one that even in today's standards would be insane is that 1978 Superman, the first one with Chris Reeves, it cost $55 million to make, which back then was insane.
Yeah.
It would be around $200 million nowadays. And prior to that, all the superhero movies were just like serial shorts or kids movies and stuff like that. But even back then, now I don't think this is not adjusted for inflation, but it even grossed back then $300 million. Which is ridiculous. Like, that's insane.
That's a good pull for any movie nowadays.
Yeah, like, that's good money.
If it costs $50
million. Yeah. But yeah, let us know what you guys think about the movie bubble. Are you getting tired with with not even just Marvel movies, but comic book movies in general.
I know I am.
I know I am. I know I am too.
Shut up, Glenn.
Brain Sandwich is produced and edited by us, Tommy and Justin.
If you want to hear more episodes, check out our website at brainsamich.com. That's brain, S-A-M-I-C-H.com.
You'll be able to find links to our social pages such as Twitter and Facebook. So come say hi. We always reply.
Also, remember to give us a review on iTunes. It helps out the show a lot and we really appreciate it.
Lastly, if you want to listen to special unaired or hidden episodes of Brain Sandwich, you can sign up for our free mailing list on our site. We'll also be giving away exclusive perks and rewards.